It's clearly evident the cities that know how to handle snow and the cities that don't know how to handle snow when there's snow.
Well, it's normally the ones that get snow more often.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. Yeah, a lot of northern cities, their cities prepare for that a little bit more. I mean, and look, Louisville gets snow pretty much every season. Every season we'll get maybe 1 to 2 significant snowfalls a year. This year just came a little bit early, right?
Yes, much earlier than normal, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, it's December, though. But yeah, you're right. A lot of times it comes in January and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, it's a re-education. All right, how do we drive? How do we do this? Because
we don't do that well when it rains.
I will say that one of the times that I wrecked a station vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I've wrecked many here at 99.7 DJX over my tenure.
Sure.
One of the times I'm going to say wasn't my fault because there was snow. And I was driving a Hummer, a 4x4 Hummer.
And you thought this thing will stop on a dime.
No, it wasn't even that.
Okay.
I was on the Watterson.
Yeah.
Getting on I-64.
Sure.
And there was a big snowdrift.
Okay.
And I hit the snowdrift, spun out. Completely 360, 720 would like spun. And I was like, oh this isn't going to end well. And then crunch right into the side of the freeway.
Oh, gosh.
Now.
Ouchie.
It would have been a lot more funny if that would have not happened at like 3:30 in the morning.
Oh.
Because there would have been plenty of people that would be like, I saw DJX wreck their car. Ha! Ah, look at that. I bet that's Ben.
The middle of the night. So
I bet that's Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was driving into work and I just happened to take the Hummer because I knew that it was going to snow. It snowed and still it didn't matter.
Oh,
spun out,
hurt.
Crunch. And yeah, so obviously.
But it was drivable. You could get to the station.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it
send
was.
Send your email to corporate. Hey, guys.
Send my email to corporate. I actually just sent my email to our boss at the time. I was
to
like.
The general manager.
Hey. So good news. I'm okay.
Good news. I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Good news. I'm all right.
Let's direct the focus back to that. I'm going to be fine. No injuries, thank goodness. However, the Hummer has some injuries.
Listen, I'm okay, but the Hummer did not make it through. Now, we don't have that car anymore.
The Hummer.
I know.
Or the big DJX bread truck looking.
Yeah, we don't have that either. I did wreck that, but it wasn't in snow.
I watched that.
Okay, easy.
Side swipe of the pole.
Yeah, easy.
That was tough, though. That was a very tough, very narrow street to maneuver.
This segment that I'm wanting to get into isn't about all of the cars that I've wrecked.
Correct. You're right. We went on a side street. Let's focus.
Actually, it was a side street where I wrecked the the big bread box looking.
It was.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, this guy jumps in on the Louisville Reddit thread and is like, after this week's snow, we got a chance early in the season to see how Louisville drivers react. And says, basically, most of this is actual real advice to some of you Southerners who have never seen snow before.
Oh,
excuse
okay.
me.
Pat on the head.
Kelly from Indiana, me from Ohio. We're not just Southerners. And
we're not newbies.
And Kentucky, specifically Louisville, is way more Midwest than Southern. Yes, technically Southern.
Sure.
But also kind of Midwest. So anyways, we'll run down some of the, quote, tips that he has.
There are many.
On the way.
There's much advice coming your way.
And I don't know if you've got a wild story about what, like, you know, what happened to you or what you witnessed on the road this past snow storm or all that stuff, but feel free to text that into us too, or call 502-795-1997. Run down some of this next. Advice from a quote northerner to us quote southerners who don't know how to drive in the snow.
Precious.
It's 99.7 DJX. It is literal, a literal condescending pat on the head via this Reddit thread from a Minnesotan who has lived in Minnesota and in Ohio and said, I've lived in Louisville on and off for about 5 years now. Split my time between here and Ohio and has some advice.
In a lot of Midwest places, it is basically tradition for our dads to not let us start driving until there's 2 inches of ice on the roads and then teach us to drive on ice. I mean, true statement. My dad did that.
Mm-hmm.
So believe me when I tell you, ice is slippery. You are not going to be able to floor it and melt the ice with your tires, as I saw a few people try to do.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Hey, I know what we can do. We can melt this ice real quick. I'm just going to do some burnouts.
Burn it off. Just going to do
some burnouts. Also, slowing down before going up an icy hill in a rear-wheel drive car is about the stupidest thing you can do.
The bridges
ice before road signs do not lie to you.
Sure, correct.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Don't try to slam your brakes to stop. Roll to a stop. Treat ice like a mini road flood. Just roll through it. A lot of cars will roll to a stop quicker and with more control than a car sliding at 55 miles an hour.
Yeah, and also here's another little caveat to what that piece of advice. If you're waiting to go at an intersection, wait even after the light turns green until all the cars
on the other direction
have stopped. Yes, exactly. Have stopped moving. Right.
Do not cut people off on an inch of ice, especially semis.
Yeah,
snow
has better traction than ice. Yes, it is illegal to have a car roof full of ice and snow.
Ooh.
I don't think anybody in here in this city understands that.
No. Yeah, there are documented cases of giant sheets of ice and snow flying off car roofs and hurting people. If you slide off road into a ditch at night, your car is covered in snow, you're stuck, nobody will see you.
So this is a dude just jumping on Reddit and trying to give the nice citizens of Kentuckiana some tips on how to drive in the snow. Also says there's a reason why you put your wipers up other than just making sure they don't freeze down. It's so you don't scratch your glass when it freezes.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
I saw a couple of people doing that in the parking lot.
Well, I know that I put my windshield wipers up all the time. If I know that it's going to snow, I always do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. So it doesn't ice
That's
up.
That's dude knowledge.
It is. Hang on. I'm going to write that down.
Make sure your tail lights are cleared off. Yes. Yeah. Unless you want to be rear-ended. Yeah.
If you get stuck on the ice, pressing your gas harder will not do anything.
No.
Again, burnouts. Burnouts.
Yep. And then don't use hot water to melt the ice and snow on your windshield.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Extreme temperature changes.
So look,
for the windshield.
Look, maybe we don't get as much snow as places in the upper Midwest.
Minnesota
or things like that. And this poster says, I know I sounded sarcastic, but most of this is actual real advice. And look, acting like Louisville has never seen snow before is an incorrect statement. We've seen snow before. We just think it's pretty and we just forget how to drive in it sometimes.
We just think we can drive normally. Fine. This is really pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my life flashed before my eyes. I remember I was getting on an off ramp and I wasn't going very fast, but my car didn't want to turn.
Keep turning?
Yeah. Didn't want to turn on the off ramp.
Yep.
And it was one of those curvy off ramps.
Yep.
And it just kept going straight. And I saw the hill.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, oh, this is where it ends.
And then
my wheels caught on something on the road and then turned. So anyways, yes, it can be very scary. We've got more snow forecasted for here in the area. So, I don't know. Take these tips, from this guy on Reddit and, do what you can with them. We're just trying to help you out here.
Oh, goodness.
Show that cares. Don't be like me and wreck a station vehicle a bunch of different times. Okay.
But if you do, do it in the middle of the night so no one sees it.
There you go.